I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In rural areas of Uganda, it's not unusual for older men to seek illicit relationships with young girls. And sadly, the girls usually accept. But Francis Sanyanjo of Set Free Ministries East Africa shares about one girl who defied the odds. She came from a poor home and was approached by a powerful rich man from town. But she refused his attention so she could focus on her studies. She was a student at one of Set Free Ministries' primary schools in Uganda. When her mother heard the story,
she decided to commit herself to try to use whatever she has to make sure that her child continues in school, because she knew that by continuing with school, the child's prospects for life would be much, much, much better.
And May is National Foster Care Month, a time to highlight what fostering is and how it helps. Bethany Christian Services' Jenny Reister says a lot of parents they work with are dealing with issues that make them unable to care for their kids for a little while.
The goal of foster care is to really work with the parents on those barriers that they have and then hopefully reunite them with their children.
Unfortunately, there's a shortage of foster families, and older kids often end up in residential treatment. Even though they don't need it. But through loving kids during a traumatic time in their lives, there's an opportunity for a foster family to share a unique worldview that those kids may never have been exposed to before.
A lot of times, the kids that we have never experienced church before they lived with their foster family. And they might not have even heard about God until they were in their foster family. So there's definitely an opportunity there, even just demonstrating by how they live what it means to be a Christian.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.